consultation for Tony, T-O-N-Y, Black Mirror, B-L-A-C-K-M-E-R, September 668. Address as a letter to Jean, J-E-A-N, Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y, P-A-C, 644-3724. Dear Mrs. Beatty, consultation for Mr. Black Mirror, progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with wife. He has prior right side nephrectomy, complications of stone infection. That was done at McLaren Bay City, 2017. Apparently very ill, septic, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, required dialysis shortly, within a week of treatment. Present weight, appetite stable. He's presently on medical leave. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. Isolated diarrhea, no bleeding. He still has his prostate. He denies urine problems of infection, cloudiness or blood. No major nocturia or incontinence. Does have chronic lower extremity edema. Has been evaluated in the emergency room McLaren within the last 2 months. Diuretics were increased briefly. Was supposed to be wearing compressing stockings and careful with the salt. Another emergency room evaluation. He was up in a ladder and that break. Some trauma to the knee, a sprain without any fracture. He wears a brace, no anti-inflammatory agents. For his diffuse body pain, muscle pain, arthralgia, he's been exposed to Lyrica the last few months, probably exacerbating the edema. Also takes Tramadol, Tylenol, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Denies claudication symptoms, denies chest pain palpitation, no syncope. He is overweight and poor exercise tolerance. Uses a BiPAP machine for sleep apnea a few years back, norrhythmia PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, other review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for coronary artery disease and prior stenting. Two of them, few weeks apart, abnormal cardiac cath, did not have a heart attack, does have congestive heart failure, prior atrial fibrillation, exposed to amiodarone, takes no anticoagulation, no pacemaker, denies rheumatic fever, is not aware of heart murmurs, no TIS, stroke, or seizures, history of kidney stones, requiring lithotripsy, as well as endoscopic removal. He doesn't know the type. All this before 2017, not after that. Used to see Dr. Samhan, S-A-M-H-A-N, urology here. Because of his body joint muscle pain, at some point he was diagnosed of rheumatoid arthritis, although recent serology is negative. He was exposed to methotrexate only one dose, and this happened just before the complications of the kidney in 2017. Has diabetes, at least since 2017, on insulin. There is no documented diabetic retinopathy, but because of problems with insurance and payment, he has not seen an eye doctor in about 2 years. There is minor neuropathy. Next paragraph. Surgeries including gallbladder, stone procedures, right side nephrectomy, tonsils, colonoscopies. Next paragraph, never smoke. He used to drink heavily from age 14 to middle 20s. No chronic liver disease. Next paragraph, side effects to bee stings. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease, although mother died from lupus. Next paragraph, procedures, bilateral catheter length implant, right side nephrectomy, two coronary artery stents, gallbladder, tonsils adenoids, stone procedures, colonoscopy, EGDs. He did have a dislocation of the left hip, did not require surgery. Next paragraph, present medications, amiodarone, Plavix, Crestor, Lasix, Losartan, Flexeril, Tramadol, Lyrica, a number of supplements, including some potassium. Norvasc discontinued because of edema. Also take Lentus as well as short-acting insulin. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 267, 71 inches tall. Blood pressure 110-62 on the right, 120-70 on the left. Standing on the left, 110-70. Obesity, no respiratory distress. Bilateral cataract surgery, length implant. No expressive aphasia dysarthria. No palpable thyroid lymph nodes. No gross carotid Brewer JVD. Lungs distant clear, a systolic murmur appears regular, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, difficult to precise internal organs, 2+ peripheral edema, worse compressing stockings, non-focal, next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, few days ago, March, anemia 11.3, normal white blood cell platelet, normal sodium potassium acid base, creatinine 2.2, representing a GFR 34 stage 3B, glucose 130s, iron saturation 11%. Protein creatinine ratio, through the years, protein creatinine ratio has been elevated. In 2023, 1.7 grams. I don't see albumin or phosphorus. Prior PTH not elevated, 2022-2023. I trace back creatinine back to 2020. It was between 1.7 and 1.9. Some fluctuations over time to the present level. There is a prior CT scan, abdomen and pelvis without contrast, 2022. Left kidney was considered normal. ...2020 ultrasound, left kidney 15.1, no obstruction. A prior echocardiogram, 2022, normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, mild left ventricular hypertrophy, otherwise minimal abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, slowly progressive over time. A person who has a prior right side nephrectomy in 2017, apparent the complications of kidney stone. Also underground diabetes, hypertension. He has proteinuria, edema, although albumin not available. Urine sample was few years old, needs to be updated as he potentially can have nephrotic syndrome. If that's the case, we will do further workup, appropriate serology. Some of these edema, however, it can be explained by effect of medications. Recently, Norvasc discontinued. He's still taking Nurantin, which by the same time he has not noticed much of benefit. I'm advising him to stop that medication. He needs to avoid anti-inflammatory agents. There is no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no evidence of CHF decompensation. We will monitor electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, and anemia. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.